Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Rich Averman, the co-founder and chief strategy officer at WePay. Rich, thanks for joining me today.
Happy to be here, Karen.
So, Rich, the topic of conversation today is integrated payments, and I'd love to get your take on the implications of integrated payments if one is a software platform, and why it bears consideration today versus some of the other methods of incorporating payments into the software platform experience.
Sure. So I think, you know, over the past, say, 10 years, there's been an explosion of software as a service that helps small and medium businesses grow faster and run better. So we call them software platforms that provide tools and functionality to different merchant verticals. One example would be mHelpDesk. It provides field management software to kind of service, you know, field service providers like a plumber or an electrician. And so it'll help you schedule appointments, you know, track your customer leads from, you know, Yelp and kind of other sources of inbounds. It'll help you manage projects and invoice your customers. And so there's software like that for almost every different type of small business you can imagine, from, you know, restaurants to independent dog walkers. And the way these software providers differentiate themselves is twofold. One is by hyper-focusing on the exact features and workflows for a specific merchant vertical or business type. And the second is by building as easy to use and elegant of a user experience as they possibly can. So non-technical, busy small business owners can use the software without having to think too much about it. One of the ways that you make using your software easier is you make it turnkey, so that the minute you decide to use mHelpDesk for your field management software or FreshBooks for your online accounting and invoicing, that's the only decision that you have to make. Everything else kind of comes magically and without too much effort. A big piece of that is often the payments piece. So if you're using a software platform that says, you know, we're going to help you spend more time on your craft and less time with the administrative overhead of, you know, managing your books and invoicing your clients and sending updates about the projects that you're working on, one easy way to do that is by incorporating payments in a way that's totally seamless and kind of works out of the box without you, the small business, having to think about who your payment provider is and how to integrate that payment provider into your software provider, which is providing the accounting and invoicing solution. And so I think that's the trend that we see, just to kind of simplify. More and more small businesses are using software as a service to grow faster and run better. That software, the software providers differentiate themselves by focusing on specific merchant verticals and by improving the merchant experience, the user experience. And a big piece of that often includes integrating payments in such a way that it just works out of the box and is not something that those small businesses have to figure out on their own.
So it sounds to me as though this is a no-brainer for businesses that want to optimize the user experience, but what holds them back? What keeps them from being able to do that?
The terms that I'll use are platforms, which is really referring to the software provider, and
yep.
Small business, which is referring to the end user of that software. So the software providers, if they're integrating payments, that really means who's the payment provider that's ultimately providing the merchant account or the merchant service to that small business, right? Historically, there's been a very sharp divide between the payment provider, which, you know, has a distinct separate relationship with that small business, and the software provider who that small business is using to actually run their business. And the way that it worked a decade ago is that the payment provider was your bank. You know, you walk into a Bank of America or a Wells Fargo or a Chase, and, you know, that's where you had your small business bank account, and that's where you maybe got your loans from. And you would ask them for a merchant account, the ability to accept credit card payments. You know, you'd fill out an application, you'd negotiate pricing, and then you'd be given a merchant ID and your credentials to actually start processing payments. The effort would then be to take that merchant account, that ability, that simple ability to accept credit cards, and find out, you know, and find a way to incorporate that into the software that's actually running your business. So let's use, you know, we'll say that there's, we use, I think, QuickBooks Online or QuickBooks, which is like the classic small business accounting package. And so at a minimum, the software platform would have to integrate the gateway that you're using as your merchant provider. So you would take the credentials that you got from Bank of America Merchant Services, you would somehow plug those in to QuickBooks, and then QuickBooks would integrate into the Bank of America Merchant Services gateway in order to process those transactions for you. So that's kind of the super old school way of doing it, where the merchant has to go out and procure their own merchant account. The software provider has to do a clunky, kind of operationally complex integration into that merchant services provider. And kind of all three parties operate at somewhat of arm's length from each other. What's happening now is that more and more of these modern merchant service providers are building technology that makes it easier for the software platforms to do a tighter integration. So there are two benefits to that. The first is the software platform can support a variety of payment providers that these small businesses can choose from without that being a huge team of engineers constantly doing complex, heavy integrations into all these kind of single payment solutions. So like Braintree and Adyen and WePay and Stripe and PayPal and Square have, like, you know, RESTful APIs that various software platforms can integrate into without a ton of effort and overhead. The second benefit of that is that the small business now can actually get that merchant account or that payment service through the software provider's integration into those payment providers. It's kind of a, you know, they can sign up for QuickBooks, or they can sign up for Shopify, or they can sign up for BigCommerce or FreshBooks, and through that also sign up for their payment provider. And just a few clicks with very minimal information. And then after that, it kind of just works. The end game, which more and more of these larger software providers are working towards, is that it's truly fully integrated, where there's not some separate payment provider that that small business needs to interact with at all. And so that's where you see like a Shopify Payments, or, you know, Uber, you would never think of as a payment provider, but they are moving money between consumers and micro businesses, which is a payment service. Intuit obviously has Intuit Payments, which is now, you know, what you use by default when you sign up as a small business on QuickBooks. So a lot of these software providers are actually going the total distance and actually building a payment service under their own brand, seamlessly integrated into their software. So as a small business, you actually only need one relationship with a software provider, which includes payments as a native functionality.
How are small businesses now making this makes a different decision set for small businesses as they're looking now to provide better business productivity tools and put pressure on these software platforms to be able to accommodate that. So where do you see the tension? Is it small businesses are asking more for this, or software platforms are competing more for the small business by making sure that they have these capabilities integrated into their platform?
Yeah, that's a great question, Karen. I think, like, small businesses want to do more with less. You know, they want, another way of putting it is they want more value, less cost, less friction. And so I think there is an increasing expectation or increasing standards for when they sign up for a software platform. Like, the holy, if you as a software provider are saying, we're going to make it easier to run your business, we're going to help you grow faster, we're going to reduce the overhead, we're going to give you more value, then, like, the more, the greater the breadth of services they're able to provide to that small business, and the less that small business needs to think about or figure out on their own, the better. That's just objectively true.
Yep.
And so when a small business signs up for software that helps them invoice their clients or helps them manage their, you know, restaurant reservation system or ticketing system, it's obvious that payments plays an integral part of that, right? If you're going to invoice your clients online, there's an expectation that those clients can pay that invoice online.
Mm-hmm.
When you're using software in a restaurant to manage your, it's almost too obvious to even say, like, to manage your seating arrangements and your ticketing system, like, obviously processing that bill payment, you know, when you put the check on the table, is something that software has to do. So already payments is a big part of the value that these software providers provide, or an important enabler of that value. And I think it's, the software companies have realized that, like, yes, if the business is coming to us to be a turnkey solution that's going to help them operate more efficiently, and a big part of that is payments, then the more deeply we can integrate payments and the more natively we can make that, the more native we can make that to our software, the better. It allows us to deliver payments at a lower cost and with more value than if that merchant had to go out and figure it out independently. I think the one party in the equation that we haven't talked too much about are the traditional payment providers. You know, historically have been acquiring banks. I think they're recognizing that they're no longer the tip of the spear. More and more small businesses, let's just play this out. Like, let's just say you're a brand new business. You know, you decided to incorporate yesterday. What's the first thing that you're going to do? It might be registering a domain name on GoDaddy or Weebly.
Yep.
Right? The next thing it might do is, like, put up a splash page or, you know, setting up your client list or loading up your inventory. You know, maybe you started Etsy and now you're building your own online store. You know, if you're a super micro business and you're just looking for a part-time job, maybe it's signing up for Uber. So, like, that's your entry point into how you're going to manage your business. And I think, like, that's pretty scary for traditional banks, where, like, the entry point used to be your local bank branch.
Yep, exactly.
And so if your entry point is QuickBooks, or your entry point is Shopify, or your entry point is GoDaddy, those software companies are now in a pretty central position in determining how you're going to get other services. I think the first example is just payments. Like, if you're building an online store or you're invoicing your clients, like, payments is a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, or, you know, if you're building a new restaurant, you're going to get a point of sale system. That's going to be literally the first thing that you do. And those, whether it's the point of sale software, whether it's the e-com platform that you're building your store, whether it's, you know, your accounting package, those are going to be the companies that determine how and where you get your payment services.
Yep.
And unless you as the payment company are integrated into them and are providing distinct value both to the small business and to the software platform that's making the integration choice, you're not going to exist in 10 years or less.
It's a fascinating shift in the balance of power, isn't it?
Totally. I think it's cliche to say, especially sitting, I think, in the community that we do, that software is eating the world. And you could ask 10 different people what that means, and you'll get 10 different answers. But I think in our perspective, it means software is now the driving force behind commerce. And it's gonna determine who merchants work with, how they run their businesses, where they're getting, you know, where they're finding valuable service providers. Like, you know, obviously it's public now that we're being acquired by Chase Bank, but I think the thesis behind that is over the next decade, as, you know, what traditionally they would call the digital channel eclipses the traditional branch, you know, retail brick and mortar channel, these software providers, these independent third-party software providers, or ISVs, you know, we call them platforms, industry call them ISVs, are going to play a central role. And unless you're building technology and a distinct value prop to serve the software companies that are serving the SMBs, you're going to be irrelevant. And I don't think that stops the payments, right? Like, it's not a coincidence that Uber dipped their toe in the water for auto financing. You know, there's now kind of basic insurance that they're providing to drivers. That HomeAway, which is a marketplace for, you know, vacation rental owners, provides, you know, created insurance packages that serve that vertical. That Shopify now offers, you know, lending, you know, working capital. So I think these software providers are in the best position to provide not just the payment services, but a wide variety of financial services at a lower cost and with much greater value than financial service providers. And it's because they already have the relationship with small businesses. They have a tremendous amount of data just by virtue of providing their software that they can use to provide these services at greater value and lower cost. The challenge is that most of these software companies don't have the DNA or the appetite to manage the risk, regulatory, and operational responsibilities, liability of being a financial service provider. And the reality is none of them are banks.
Right.
Right? I think Square just applied for an ILC, which is kind of a quasi-bank. And so they're going in this direction, but it is a very, very, very tough path to navigate. And so what WePay is saying is we'll take the best of what the bank has to offer in terms of the ability to provide these financial services, starting with payments, at massive scale. We'll deliver them through APIs that allow these software platforms to integrate them into the value-add service that they're providing to different merchant verticals.
So Rich, I think, you know, this is a great way to kind of wrap this conversation and tease the next, because there are a number of considerations that need to be taken under, under serious advisement when you're thinking about that as a software platform, you know, and particularly in the ecosystem that you're trying now to pull together and have great ambitions to do. So there are any number of them. You know, it's integration issues. It's payment flow. How to get really visibility into the payment flow. It's how to think about choice and payment choice. It's obviously managing risk. And all of those things, I think, are big issues. So I'd like to explore those with you in subsequent conversations if you're open to that.
I look forward to it.
All right, Rich. So this has been a great first installment. Look forward to talking more at a future time that works for you guys. Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks, Karen.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.